This is the third and final part of a three-part conversation with Rick Ramirez. He's Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Shaw Industries. You had talked earlier, Rick, a little bit about reducing waste, trimming energy use, trimming water use. How specifically do you approach that? I mean, it seemed like that's everybody's involved in that in one way or another, and just to get people to think that ought to be, I don't know, a challenge, it would seem to me.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, Dave, because as part of the Enterprise Excellence effort, which is a large effort underway and has been underway at Shaw, to really help our manufacturing operations specifically look for sources of cost reduction, waste, improving efficiency, we've gone out and really understood, you know, where our opportunities are on energy, waste, water usage, and on any number of other factors dealing with customer service and quality. And there are specific initiatives in each of our plants that are quantified down to the dollar level as to how much energy we're using and what the improvements are on a regular basis. And these are communicated through our management organization, and they're held accountable, really, for making goals in these areas and really delivering on the results. So it's widespread. It's been going on for some number of years, and it's really tied to this thing I referred to earlier called operational excellence. And we're giving the plants specific tools to calibrate and measure and understand where their sources of opportunity are on energy, waste reduction, and water use. So, again, I like to think that we're far ahead in that particular area, and that makes a tremendous contribution to our sustainability story. So, my hat's off to our operations organization that have really, really shown leadership in that area.
Well, you know, it's interesting that the carpet industry in general, and I think Shaw Industries in particular, really have a very positive story to tell on sustainability over the years. Water use, just one item. It seems to me that there could certainly be a lot more flag waving as it relates to that. I'm not sure if most retailers are even aware of that.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. I was just recently at a Georgia Chamber of Commerce meeting in Savannah last week, and it's interesting as I met with government officials from different sectors and from trade organizations and customers and so on. It's interesting. They would not have recognized the carpet industry for all the efforts it's made in this arena, and clearly, I think the carpet industry, and certainly here in Georgia, and certainly here in Dalton, the carpet capital of the world, really there is a lot to be proud of. I think there's been tremendous leadership coming from Shaw and the industry in general to really promote sustainability and really put in place actions to really live up to those words. So I'm proud of this industry for all it's done and contributed to sustainability. We probably should be more recognized. It's probably not an industry that's gotten enough recognition, in my view.
No, I think you're
although
right.
Shaw specifically has gotten recognitions at the state and even national level for some of the inventions and innovations it's done in regard to sustainability. So I like to think that we could, you know, do more of that going forward.
Well, just a little more recognition out there would be nice, because the track record is so positive.
It is, and it's probably not an industry associated with great sustainability achievement, but I can say that having been here now for a few weeks, that it's pretty clear that there's been demonstrated value that's been brought by this industry. And again, Shaw has been the leader in that regard.
Uh-huh. Now, a lot of the initiatives that we've seen, and I think really the commercial sector has been out, I would say, would have a substantial lead as it relates to sustainability in the, you know, in the floor covering arena. Shaw launched EcoWorks, its tile, and EcoLogic, the cushion, and also EcoSolutions Q-Fiber as a result of the Evergreen facility. Do you think we're going to see most of the sustainability efforts focused, at least for the short term, on the commercial side?
Well, you know, certainly the commercial side, clearly is the one that's been driving a lot of these with the corporate type of consumers and corporate objectives very much aligned with ours around sustainability. So that's probably what's been driving that leadership on the commercial side, but we see it across the entire industry sector, really, on floor covering. And again, residential, as we talked earlier, I think that's going to catch up very quickly. As you know, we work for corporations, so we see on the commercial side what companies are doing with respect to their own facilities and LEED and so on. But as you know, as we go home, we start thinking about these same kinds of attributes in our own personal lives. So I see the residential thing really picking up. We're offering, again, the EcoWorks Broadloom product. We're obviously looking at this LEED for home builders. And I think the home builder community and the multifamily type units are really going to help us drive our products into those markets as well. So, again, I would say the commercial industry has led us and has really been the one to really promote the green type of building, but we see it really taking hold in the residential sector, especially for the builder and multifamily type of activities.
I see. Now, Rick, we've had lots of conversations on this program about sustainability, and a lot of times it'll be, well, Company A has done this and Company B has done that, and I know a lot of retailers and as well as architects and designers out there talk about, I guess, what one company has done and what another company has done in trying to get some feel as to, I don't want to say basically compare Company A with Company B, but have some feeling as to whose efforts are really the biggest in the area of sustainability. What can you say to people out there that are thinking about that and want to put some perspective on all these activities? Sometimes it's kind of confusing.
You know, first, Dave, I would say as an industry, we should be proud. All of us that participate in the carpet and the floor covering, the industry should be proud of all of our efforts, individually and collectively. So I would say that first. I think Shaw, if you know anything about Shaw, and you certainly do, you know that our actions speak louder than words, and you know, hopefully we'll have more words to say. But this has been initiative-driven from the get-go, and we have tangible results, both internal in our operations as well as with our communities, and certainly with our product innovations that demonstrate sustainability. So I think I would ask those that would look at the industry to look at the types of companies like Shaw and have them really describe the tangible efforts that they're making on a daily basis and the types of goals they're setting for the future as well. But I would say, you know, trust but verify, as a former president once said.
Yes.
So really the results, again, are really the things for us to be judged on at the end of the day. We think that the things that we've done, the investments we made, and the efforts we're making for the future are paying off and are real, and we openly communicate those on our Shaw Green Edge website. So I would invite any of those that would like to look at our industry to take a look at Shaw and the leadership it's played in this industry to really deliver real results regarding sustainability and to look for more. So I think that's really the best measurement. It's results.
If you have handy that website address for the Green Edge, give us that if you would. Do you have that handy?
Sure. It's a www.shawgreenedge.com. And you'll see, again, the hundreds of initiatives that you alluded to earlier, and we'll hope to be communicating on a regular basis, again, what we're achieving and the results that we're accomplishing here at Shaw through the efforts of 30,000 very passionate, energetic associates.
Now, Rick, it sounds like there's a lot of moving parts, really, in your job here going forward. You got a lot of areas that you're working in, a lot of balls up in the air. Talk about what your goals are.
Our goals are to formalize, in a large way, our processes. So we, again, have, you know, clear accountabilities, clear goals, and clear results. So first is organizing at the most senior level through the operating sites and through our sales and marketing efforts, really organizing our efforts so that, again, collectively, we're working on the most highest value-added type projects. you know, again, education, you mentioned it a few times, it's both internally as well as externally. It's also inviting our partners to participate with us. A big part of the sustainability story, as you know, Dave, is the supply chain. We need to get our suppliers and other partners to really participate with us on trying to really advance our agenda and really help create a value chain that really is attractive to our customers. And to me, the greatest success is when our value chain is really aligned with our customers' value chain, and that pulls and pushes our products and our benefits through to them. So that's really, in a nutshell, you know, one of the greatest challenges I think we face here is really aligning those efforts toward the best common good.
I've got you. Rick, it's great having you on here, and it sounds like, as I mentioned, you've got a lot of balls in the air here, and I'd like very much to give you a holler on down the road and have you bring us up to date on some of the progress.
I'd love that, Dave, and thank you so much for your interest in Shaw and for taking time to speak with me today. I really do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and welcome to North Georgia.
I thank you very much. I look very much forward to permanently settling here in this area.
There we go. Well, thanks again, Rick.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Rick Ramirez. He is VP of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Shaw Industries, and this is Floor Radio.